This is my last lesson in the book of James. I have thoroughly enjoyed teaching this book. My life has been enriched in doing so. So let me, just for a few minutes, give an overview of the five chapters. In chapter 1, James introduces himself as the servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ. James tells us to count it all joy when we fall into temptations, because they strengthen our faith in God. James says that if you don't have wisdom, you can ask God, and God will give you wisdom and will not rebuke you. Then in chapter 2, James tells us about another wisdom, the wisdom that is earthly, sensuous, and devilish, which James called the earthly wisdom, which is the wisdom of man, as opposed to the wisdom which you asked of God from above, which produces much fruit. James tells us that if we endure temptations and trials, we shall be rewarded with a crown of life. James tells us also in chapter 2 to have faith of God without partiality. Do not judge a person by the kind of clothes they wear, and show favoritism to the well-dressed person. And then James tells us, he that shows no mercy will be judged without mercy. James points out that works follow the born-again believer, and without works, faith is dead. James tells us that Abraham was justified by works when he offered Isaac his son up upon the altar. So I ask you, why was Abraham justified when he offered up Isaac on the altar? The answer is simply, he was obeying God. He was doing exactly what God asked him to do. Let me tell you, any born-again believer is justified when they do anything that God directs them to do. John the Baptist was justified when he baptized people into the Jordan River because God sent him to do so. In chapter 3, James speaks of the responsibility of the Christian teacher. He also tells us about the Christian speech. He tells us about the tragedy of the tongue, the untamable tongue, which is unruly and evil, full of deadly poison. With the tongue we bless God, and with the same tongue we curse our fellow man. This should not be, James said. In the 4th chapter, James gives a call to Christian holiness and tells us exactly where wars and strife comes from. They come from within the heart, James said. James gives the remedy for all of this. Resist the devil, and he will flee. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh unto you. Cleanse your hands and purify your hearts. Humble yourselves in the sight of God, and he shall raise you up. And in chapter 5, he speaks of the judgment of the ungodly rich. He speaks about the rich hoarding their wealth. He speaks about dishonest accumulation of wealth. God is just as concerned about how we make our money and how we spend our money as he is about how much we give to the church. James admonishes us to be patient and gives an example of Job from the Old Testament. James says that we ought to pray for one another that we may be healed, and gives an example of a man of like passions named Elijah in the Old Testament. Now, let's read the last two verses in chapter 5. Brethren, if any of you do err from the truth, and one convert him, let him know that he which converteth the sinner from the error of his way shall save a soul from death, and shall hide a multitude of sin. For James, a man who hath fallen into error is a man to be recovered. It is the job of every Christian, not just the pastor or the elders, to reach out to those who have gone into error. Paul told Timothy in chapter 3 and verse 10, a man that is a heretic after the first and second admonition, reject. knowing that he that is such is subverted and sinneth, being condemned of himself.
All hail King Jesus.
If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.